I don't think that at this stage, after many years of Kirov activities going on throughout the world, we need to explain that we all have an obligation to be Mekarev Achinu B'nei Yisrael. But I do hold in my hand a document that to me is extremely precious, of probably something that was signed about 25 years ago, which is a Kol Kirei of Gedolei Yisrael, Rabbi Yosha, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Simcha Zisel Breuding, Rav Ozner, Rav Michal Feinstein, and others, regarding the obligation of each and every individual to give up time and to find ways and means to be makarv men and women in many, many different situations that we find ourselves in. I remember a little story, a little vignette of an individual in Eretz Yisrael who dealt with kids. Today they're called kids at risk. At that time that wasn't the name for them. But it was a situation where a number of boys were involved in Geneva, in thievery. And this individual, instead of somewhat excommunicating them and distancing them from the Jewish community, he brought them closer. And he worked with them. And someone was quite astounded. He says, "Do you realize what you're dealing with over here? That these kids are thieves. They're thugs. I mean, they might be young thugs, but they're thugs. And the activities that they did are just reprehensible." And so he asked this person, he says, "Let me ask you, if one of these young men lost his watch, and you found it, it has a simon, and you know who it belongs to," he says, "would you return the watch to him?" He says, "Absolutely, of course I would return the watch. I mean, what does one have to do with the other? He might be a ganef, but he lost his watch. There's a mitzvah shavas aveda. So of course I would return the watch." So he says, if you would be returning the watch, then you would be returning his neshama to himself as well. And that's what we're here this evening to talk about. Returning neshamas to Klal Yisrael. But really, the Pasuk v'hashivoso lo tells us to return the lost object, in this situation, the neshama of the person, to himself or herself. But I was wondering, why bedafka are we doing this now? So you'll say, well, there's a program that we can do to inspire people for Yomim Naroyim. I think it's much more than that, and I'm not even sure that the organizers knew prophetically this particular aspect when we planned the event, particularly at this juncture. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs speaks about a mitzvah in the Torah, a mitzvah that we're all obligated to fulfill. V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. How does one fulfill the mitzvah of Avas Hashem? So you'll wax eloquent and tell me about some esoteric idea of how to acquire Avas Hashem. And I'm not so sure that everybody is able to achieve it in that realm. But the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Gimel, writes as follows. This mitzvah, shetzivonu be'avoso yisale, Hashem commanded us, and it's kolelis, it incorporates, sheyiyu koren lebnei adam kulam la'avodaso yisale, to call people to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishato kishetav ish echad, when you love another person, tisaper b'shvachav, you talk about them to others. You know, I want to introduce you to my great friend. Oh, here, meet so-and-so. And you want to spread that relationship about somebody who's very dear to you with others. So too says the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, do you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the barometer? How do I know if you love Hashem? Because you come to shul, because you go to a daf yomi, because you do chesed. That's not the litmus test. That's not the barometer to know whether you love the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Rambam says, Aveyu al Abrios, Kavram Avicha. Learn from Avram and Sarah, the paradigm couple of Kirov, who brought the love of the Ribbono Shel Olam to each and every person that they possibly could. And regarding that, we know, we find the Nefesh HaShe'asu B'choran. But what does this have to do with tshuva? That's very nice. That's the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. So we have a fascinating pasuk in Tilim. In Tilim Nun Aleph, a few pasukim I should say, the pasuk says, Choneini Elokim kechazdecha, k'roi rachamecha mechei pshai. We ask the Rabbanu Shalom to erase our transgressions. And then there are numerous psukim that speak about evil actions that we've done, pesha, chet, and we ask the Rabbanu Shalom to cleanse it for us. And then listen to this pasuk. Alamda poshim drachecha, v'chatoyim eilecha yoshuvu. I will teach, alamda, I will teach poshim, those that are transgressors, drachecha, your ways, Hashem. V'chatoyim eilecha yoshuvu. And the sinners ultimately will repent. They will do tshuva. So on this pasuk in Tilim, says the Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, a precondition, a tnai of tshuva is shiyachzir gam acherim b'tshuva. An amazing phenomenon. In order to be able to have tshuva, that I should have tshuva, that you should have tshuva, it's insufficient that we just clap al chait and al shamnos, and we leave the rest of Klal Yisrael, you know, forget about them, that's not my problem. I got to worry about myself. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, this is what David HaMelech is saying, is that there's an obligation in order for us to have tshuva, that we have to help try to do our utmost to bring others back to the Ribbono Shel'olam as well. And I'm sure you're all aware that there's different facets of tshuva. There's tshuva me'ira, tshuva me'ava. And the Gemara tells us something very beautiful about tshuva me'ava. It's very unique. That tshuva me'ava, the sins, are transformed to schuyos, to merits. It becomes a mitzvah. All of a sudden you wonder, where did all these mitzvahs come from? But the tshuva was not just me'ira, it was me'ava. And so the Mefarshim point out that if the tshuva is this component of avas Hashem, of v'ahavtas Hashem aleikecha, aveu al abriyas, you make the other person beloved to the Ribbono Shel'olam, and that's how you draw them close. With another mitzvah and another act of chesed, and you bring them close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then this tshuva takes on the significance of tshuva me'ava. And all of a sudden, it's not just that you cleanse the aveira, but it actually can become a mitzvah itself. There's a chassam sofer in the beginning of his tshuvas of Yerideya. Beautiful chassam sofer. Every Jew must know this Chassam Sofer. He talks about an individual who was a tzaddik, Chanoch. We read about him early on in the Torah. Ve'yishalech Chanoch es Elokim. And then it says, Ve'inenu. He's gone. Ki lokachos Elokim. The Ribbono Shel'olam took him away. So Avraham Avinu, who comes later, observes this event of a Chanoch, and then Chanoch is no longer. And he says, and I want to quote it verbatim to you, because these words of the Chassam Sofer have to ring out in our hearts, in our minds, each and every day of our life. Says the Chassam Sofer, that Avraham Avinu, when he saw what happened, he realized, Ki loy be'ele chofetz Hashem. That's not what the Ribbono Shel'olam wants. That's not what it's all about. Just to be mashlim himself, and leave the rest of the generation to go. Ki loy be'ele chofetz Hashem shiyashlim odem es nafshel levad. I have to be concerned about myself. I got to learn. I got to daven. I can't be bothered with all these other problems. For that reason, we have gateways. For that reason, we have Eish HaTorah. We have our Sameach. There are organizations. It doesn't exempt us. It doesn't exempt us. Because we have opportunities that lurk every day of touching another yid, and bringing people close to Tachas Kanfei HaShechina by the thousands and tens of thousands, if we would realize what the Schiev is. Ki loy be'ele chofetz Hashem, that's not what the Ribbono Shel'olam wants, just deal with yourself, your own spirituality. Va'an she'doro yasha achrav tarvis anoshim chatoim achis Hashem, just let everybody else fall away. This is the call of the hour, and it's been proven, and we've seen it, and we'll hear about it shortly, of the successes and the hatzlacha that individuals, non-professionals, but people like yourselves, who could just simply light a fire and bring love and warmth to another Jew, and what that ultimately has led to, from couples, mishpachas, doris, that are l'shem l'tiferes b'Yisrael today. And the spark, the initial igniting, was just a simple, sometimes a hello and a welcome and a coming into a Shabbos or a Yontif, and sometimes less than that. I just want to conclude. As I said, there's lots to be said on this, but I want to hear Rabbi Becher as much as you want to hear. So I want to end just with a vart that Rav Kook, a dear friend of mine, the Rabbi Rashi of Rehovot, he's a good yidid of Klal Yisrael. I just want to tell you a little story before I tell you the vart that he said, Rav Simcha Kook. One Shabbos, I used to come every year to Rehovot as a guest, and I used to speak there. And so one Shabbos, he was telling me that the previous week, the Eged bus driver in Rehovot, they take the buses home with them. It's not like it stays in the shop, just like the taxi drivers. So, a few blocks away from the shul where he davens, Rav Kook Mincha Marav Mitzvah Shabbos, is the Eged bus. And as soon as Shabbos is out, and sometimes, unfortunately, a little bit before that, he's already in the bus, and the motor is on, and he's rolling. And so a few people tipped off the Rav, and they said, "Kvod HaRav, it's not a Shabbos yet. It's not even the earliest man. And the driver, he's already in there, and the ignition is on, and he's about to leave. What might one think you would do?" Well, in certain places, I don't want to say where, they might run out, "Shabbos!" and start screaming, yelling, maybe pelting the bus with whatever they could find. What did Rav Kook do? He ran out. He told everybody in the shul, "Let's quickly run out." And they started a rakida around the bus. And they locked arms, and they were dancing and singing beautiful songs. Well, the fellow couldn't go anywhere. He had no choice except to come out. And they came out. The Rav embraced him, and he took him around, and he danced with him. And he waited till the Zman. He says, "Okay, Achshav." This fellow never forgot that. I don't know where he's holding today, but I could tell you that he has moved closer in his Shmirah Shabbos because of the love and the warmth of one little reaction. And so he said the following. There are three Kedushas. In Birchas Kriya Shema, we have the Kedusha of the Malachim, Vayfanim V'chayas HaKodesh. And we say, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. In Chazaras HaShatz, is the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Nekadesh Hashimcha Va'olam Kishem Shemagdishim Osa V'Shmei Marom. We pray that we should have the S'chus to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. And again, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. And then we have what's the Kedusha the Sidra, which is Uvol Etzion. And look at the words that are said there. Uvol Etzion Goa. What's going to bring the Geula? Ulishave Pesha Biyakov Num Hashem. The Chazer B'Tshuva V'Ata Kodesh Sheshiv Tehilas Yisrael V'Kora Zel Zeh. Again, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Specifically, the aspect of Geula comes with Ulishave Pesha Biyakov. To remove the Pesha. And we do it with love. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we can be Matzliach to not just change one person's life, but there is in generations that will be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim.